The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After saying this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Last year, the Harvard School of Education came out with a study that found almost two-thirds of young adults have experienced little or no purpose or meaning in their lives. In addition, half of young people said that their mental health was negatively influenced by not knowing what to do with my life. When life has no purpose, the thought of eternal life might not sound so great. We need something better than just living forever, because living forever with anxiety and depression, or a backache, or even a paper cut, doesn't sound too heavenly. When Jesus says that you have eternal life with him, he's speaking about a fully alive life, rather than a life that's simply not dead forever. Eternal life is the forgiven life, joyful life that has many reasons to live. Today, Jesus reveals he desires not just young adults, but the whole world to fully live eternal life, because eternal life is the best forever. Now, despite speaking to living people, Jesus says that they have no life. without eating his flesh and drinking his blood. For his Jewish audience, because the temple sacrifices were in fact eaten, the idea of eating flesh for a holy life was not scandalous. With this in mind, the people's questions are asked not in disgust, but astonishment. In order for Jesus to give his body and blood, he would have to be on the level of God. Since God gave the manna in the wilderness, it is only God who can give the true bread from heaven. So when Jesus says he gives true bread from heaven in his flesh, he confesses to be one with the Heavenly Father. And for his audience in today's gospel reading, that is astonishing. Hence their question, how can he give us his flesh to eat? But the people are upset about drinking blood, because in Leviticus chapter 17, God prohibits the drinking of blood. Not only is it gross, but God prohibited drinking blood because humanity doesn't need an animal life. For the drinking of blood, God prohibited it because the life was in the blood. And if you drank an animal's blood, you would have an animal's life. But we are people. Humanity needs a fully alive human life without sin. And Jesus is the way to receive it. Jesus' body and blood bridges the gap between humanity and divinity. He crosses the bridge between earth and heaven. Since Jesus is one with the Heavenly Father, he is the fully alive one. And when you consume Jesus' body and blood, you have a fully alive, eternal life. Because that life you consume in the body and blood of Jesus is, in fact, God's life. And it is the best life forever. It is eternal life. A life full of love that will rise on the last day. The 16th century Lutheran pastor named Philip Nicolai, he wrote a book titled The Joy of Eternal Life. And he defines eternal life in a very beautiful way. This is how he defines it. Eternal life is a life of pure burning love, a life of sweet heavenly pleasure, a life of indissoluble communion with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. Full of comfort, full of joy, and full of glory. And as God loves us, he's also loved by us with perfect counter love. So that by this bond of fervent love and counter love, he resides, dwells, rests happily in us, and makes us partakers of his divine nature. Eternal life is the best life forever because it's in communion with God in a relationship of perfect, unconditional love that gives us the greatest purpose in all of the universe, to love God and love our neighbor. Living in relationship with Jesus Christ and loving as he loves, then also brings great benefits of contentment, joy, happiness, pleasure, purpose. When Jesus asks the 12 whether they are going to leave him, he asks as if he is forlorn, because he wants all of them to have his relationship with the Heavenly Father. And so when he offers his flesh and blood, he wants them to have that perfect union with God in love. But he will not force them to receive it. He will offer it and tenderly invite them to receive it. In fact, he will tenderly invite all into eternal life, even if your life does not commiserate with Jesus's. Everyone has broken relationships, and everyone has sinned. But Jesus came to offer eternal life to sinners through his body and blood, the same one that died and rose again for you. The crucifixion and the resurrection shows us what love is. In the crucifixion and the resurrection, we see a love that overcomes death by rising again. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus abides in us and we in him. And as Jesus says in verse 63, his life of love lives in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enlivens and emboldens us to live the life we're meant to live, a life that is passionate, joyous, merciful, and completely purposeful, a life of sacrificial love that is stronger than death. Today on the altar, Jesus provides a food that brings eternal life to your bodily life. Receiving Jesus' body and blood means to assimilate him as you would any food. It means his life-giving presence becoming the very fiber of your being. Now, of course, this doesn't happen all at once. And unfortunately, we do plenty of things that sabotage it. However, in today's gospel reading, Jesus has definitively said eternal life is for you. But it's not up to you. You must believe that Jesus has the words of eternal life. And you must receive his body and blood as he gives it. We, of course, do not fully understand the Lord's Supper like other things. But we know that Jesus forgives our sins, stays with us, and has the best for us. And together with him and his church, we begin to live eternal life today, where each day is another day of being the best forever. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.